Very good morning, all. It is Wednesday, April 17, the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. Good morning, wherever and however you're listening. Yes, 100 days until the Olympic Games in Paris. And we'll speak to diver Sam Fricker later this morning, ahead of the Paris Games and off the quick backup from commentating the A-League last night. And a thrilling game it was as well. Between Western United and Adelaide United. And it ended up being a 3-3 draw off the quick backup from the booth into the studio here. Phil Moss. Good morning, Mossy. How are you?
Good morning, Mido. Yeah, very good. the downside of a six-goal thriller is your voice is a bit dusty the next morning. But, no, it was a good game. And, I think it may have done and dusted Adelaide's chances of making the finals, and Western still in the fight to avoid the wooden spoon.
And with, obviously, Pup and Loz away, we've got Adam Pengilly off the bench as well again. How are you, Adam?
Morning, Mido. Morning, Mossy. Morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm going well, Mido. Looking forward to another big week of sport. I had a bit of controversy on the way into work this morning. I stopped to fill up for a bit of petrol at the petrol station about 10 to 5 this morning, and another car sort of pulled up next to me and he put his petrol in. He actually walked in and paid before me, then left. And then all of a sudden, the guy's charging me petrol for $80. I'm like, hang on a minute, mate. That wasn't me. I only put in about $35 worth of petrol. So I had to stand my ground. I did the right thing, didn't I? I stood my ground.
Oh, without a doubt.
Absolutely. Said, no. He goes, the other bloke told me that was his pump. I said, no, mate.
Dodgy. Really?
So he was off and gone by the time I was there paying. So the poor old petrol attendant, I lost about $35-40 this
morning.
Was
he on the other side of you?
He was on the other side of me.
So he's just had a punt that you've put in less than him.
Well, I don't know. He told the guy, he said, no, that's fine. And then I've gone up and said, no, mate, I didn't put in $80 worth of petrol. It was just me.
$35-40 bloke's just stuffed up.
He has.
You were on the other pump. Hasn't even asked or hasn't even bothered to look. Just gone, oh, yeah, he's at that one.
Am I not a good Samaritan, though, for offering to pay? Or have I done the right thing there? I'm a bit concerned.
No, I think you've done the right thing. Absolutely. He's fallen asleep at the cash register as well, because I usually walk in and they tell me what pump I was at.
Yeah.
They know.
But it's 10 to 5 in the morning. There's two cars there. It's not as if you try to scan for 10 cars.
No, he's got a lift.
More importantly, what sort of car do you drive for $35 tank?
No.
I want one of them.
Petrol. It wasn't a full tank, Mossy. Petrol's a bit expensive this morning. I thought I'll just get enough to get me through the next couple of days and I'll wait till the price goes down.
Wait for paydays. Well, plenty to talk about today. We had Origin, the series, launched yesterday. I think we're about 50 days out from game one. All the teams out for this weekend in the NRL as well. We've got Champions League on this morning as well. Rory McIlroy, there was a report he'd been offered $850 million. I'm guessing that's US and an equity stake to go to live. He shut that down as well and voiced his loyalty to the PGA Tour. We've got LIV Golf coming here next week, which we're going to be at as well. And you'll be there again, Adam. And really looking forward to seeing the caravan, the very luxurious caravan, come back to Australia.
It's a circus, Mido. Don't worry about that. It's a circus. There'll be, can I just say, plenty of frivolity and revelry in the crowd next week. It'll be a big few days.
Rory's never going to live. There's no way he could.
He can't, Mido. He's
no way.
He's softened his stance, no doubt, and he's been quite vocal about that in the last couple of months. But there's one thing to soften your stance. There's another thing to take the cash and jump across to the other side. He's gone too far down that road. It's not going to happen. I know there were reports that came out in the last 24 hours saying, what was it, quote unquote, a deal is close. I don't think that's ever right. I'd be like absolutely stunned if he ever jumps across to leave. I just can't see it happening.
Won't be happening. No, not at all. And Zach Lomax, it was confirmed yesterday that Parramatta have their man, that he's heading to the Eels on a four-year deal from 2025. And if the reported numbers are accurate, he'll be on, an average of about $675,000 a year. Fair way less than what he's on at the moment, isn't it?
It is. And I think that's probably a fair enough price for Zach, isn't it? Really, at the moment. The one issue with the Dragons is not what he's displaying on the field. He's playing some really good football. It's just the amount of money he had in his contract at the back end of that deal. Like, he's on, you know, he's on $850,000 next year, Mido. He was due to get $850 next year and then $875 the year after that.
That's really wanting out.
Like, well, he's allowed to do that, obviously. The Dragons are going to free up all this salary cap space now. Shane Flanagan and the Dragons are going to be really aggressive in the market with that money available and then go out and try and target whoever they want to get. And obviously they're making a play for Sunia Taruva from Penrith. I think it's a really smart option. Not sure if they'll get him, but they're definitely going down that path and just freeing up that money. And Zach's probably going to be happy at the Eels.
When you say not sure they'll get him, what do you think Taruva will do? Because he's going to be too offered. Even Ivan Cleary, in his comments, yeah, conceded that it's going to be hard to keep him.
Oh, his preference, I don't think without any doubt, is to stay at Penrith. But he's not going to get anywhere near the money to stay at Penrith than what he'll get offered elsewhere. And that's just a reality of the situation. Penrith got a couple of really good young brothers coming through the system in Jesse and Casey McLean, who are ready, almost getting ready to play NRL regularly on a regular basis. And if Penrith re-sign Taruva, that's virtually their back five locked in for the next 3 or 4 years, and those other guys are going to have to go find other places to go. So Penrith want to keep Taruva, but just at the right price. And whether they're going to have the money to match the Dragons or the Knights or someone else who's involved, I highly, highly doubt it. And it's coming down to a decision about where he wants to play.
What a shock. Penrith have more players coming through to fill the void. Who would have thought?
Yeah, it's scary, Mido.
Oh. Mossy, we've got Champions League on at the moment, and two huge mornings of it. Champions League quarterfinals, second legs. And I guess the games probably of most interest to us are tomorrow, but Barcelona PSG today. And the first leg result was 3-2 to Barca in Paris. And here we are, 1-1 in the second leg. But Barcelona have had a player sent off. And of course, PSG have never won the Champions League, and Mbappe's leaving.
That's right. And it's the one. It's the one title that they really, really want so badly, obviously. But, Araujo got sent off in the 29th minute for Barcelona. They were 1-0 up. And Ousmane Dembele has just equalised for PSG. So it's 1-1, which means Barcelona 4-3 on aggregate as it stands. This is the second leg of two legs. So the winner this morning goes through. So it's very, very evenly poised.
I'm right, aren't they? They've never won it, I don't think, have they, PSG? Don't think they have.
Not in my time.
Don't worry. I'll get corrected either. Soon if they have, but don't think so. And the other tie this morning, Borussia Dortmund, a 2-0 up against Atletico Madrid. And Atletico won the first leg 2-1, so that could be headed for a thriller as well. But Arsenal in action tomorrow morning against Bayern Munich.
Away.
And away. And, Bayern, they'll be desperate for a trophy after having conceded the Bundesliga to Bayer Leverkusen and Man City up against Real Madrid. So that's all to come. Bit of Origin with the series launch yesterday at the MCG, which will be the venue for Game 2 this year. Time will trill. Rabbitohs superstar is no guarantee for Origin. The back page of the Courier Mail, the Queensland perspective, number one up for grabs. Maroons coach declares Walsh ready to reach new heights as fight with Ponga for fullback spot begins. So Michael Maguire saying they're 40 or 50 that could be in the mix for Game 1 selection for New South Wales. Spoke a lot about character. On Latrell Mitchell, Madge said everyone knows his capabilities, but it's about making sure he's in the right headspace. What did you take from Madge's comments yesterday, Adam?
You can't pick Latrell Mitchell right now, Mido, can you?
No way.
On current form, what we've seen so far, he's sitting out for suspension for a few weeks at the moment. You just can't pick him. Like, it's as simple as that.
Too many players ahead of him
at
the moment.
Now, if he comes back and plays awesome footy in the next 3 or 4 weeks before Origin, then it's a different conversation. But as it stands right now, he's not in the conversation for me. Yeah, Madge is trying to keep the guys on their toes, aren't he? By saying 40 or 50 players, like, he'd have a pretty good idea about where he's going with his team after 6 rounds of the competition. He'll probably want to refine maybe 3 or 4 spots potentially, but he's just trying to keep everyone on their toes, I'd imagine. So I think the more interesting conversation, Mido, about Origin at the moment is, can Billy Slater fit Kalyn Ponga and Reece Walsh in the one team?
Just has to.
Does he have to?
Yes. But I think one of the players sacrificed, it could be one of those hookers.
What do you think,
but
Ben Hunt will be sacrificed?
Well, how unlucky would that be?
He's
but
been,
you play Ponga off the bench, probably.
Yeah.
Probably his best spot. Give him that roaming role.
Geez, I think that'd be harsh on Ben Hunt.
He's been so harsh.
He's been one of their best players for a number of years now, probably 4 or 5 years, Queensland.
Never has a bad game.
Never has a bad game at Origin level. He's been fantastic for them for so many years, but it's a pretty compelling case to have, say, Kalyn Ponga on the bench coming on at some stage and running at tired forwards in the middle of the park.
I was going to ask, is your question, Ads, can you have them in the same team or the squad?
Same team.
On the pitch at the same time?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
How can you not? Like, when you've got two players, two game breakers like that, it's like, how do you justify leaving one of them out?
You might be right, Mido. They might say to Harry Grant, saying, mate, you're playing 80 minutes, that's hooker now in Origin. I know it's tough and it's a big ask, but I think he's capable of doing it. And that gives them the flexibility to play Kalyn Ponga on the bench. And if I'm Michael Maguire, that's a nightmare.
Yeah. I saw Murray Taulagi. He's got a hamstring injury. He's obviously an incumbent winger, isn't
he?
And Hamiso's got a hamstring injury. So they're going to be, like, you know, circumstances could create a different spot for Kalyn anyway.
Mm.
I think we're all assuming that Reece Walsh will hold the number one jersey.
I think so.
All being equal, no injuries, et cetera, suspensions. But it's just where you put Ponga. Put it this way, as a New South Wales fan, will you be delighted if Kalyn Ponga is not in the 17? I know I will be.
Well, on the flip side...
We've missed a trick there.
On the flip side, New South Wales has got a player that has never played Origin level before who could do something similar in Ryan Papenhuyzen.
That's a good point.
Is there a chance that Madge is looking at playing Ryan Papenhuyzen off the bench and injecting him into the game in a similar situation to what maybe Ponga would get into the game? I don't know. It's just a question. Just a question. Mm. Fight fire with fire, eh?
Because it's amazing since, obviously, they went the dual hooking situation at Queensland. New South Wales have obviously done the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's been successful in Origin, hasn't it, really?
Mm.
It's been the way to go, considering, you know, the... Obviously, just the intensity of Origin and, you know, the what we're asking hookers to play 80 minutes in that environment is really difficult.
Mm.
So, it's a good problem to have.
It's just this time of year we start talking about Origin teams, isn't it? Sort of round six, round seven, we start getting a little bit serious about Origin teams. So, plenty of debate to happen, Mido.
And back page of your publication, the City Morning Herald, we've had the chat, and that's in relation to Zach Lomax. So, off to Parramatta, of course, as we mentioned before. But is he playing himself into the wing position for New South Wales, where he doesn't really want to play, at least at club level? He'd play anywhere, obviously, at rep level. But interestingly, he's back at the centres this week as well for the Dragons.
I think he's got to be a chance, Mido. Like, you would have to say that Brian To'o's probably got one spot nailed on at the moment, pending fitness, obviously, and no injuries. The other spot, I'd imagine, at the moment is probably a race between... You'd say Josh Adokar and Zach Lomax look the two leading contenders. Now, Josh Adokar probably gives you something that Zach Lomax doesn't, and that's just raw speed. But there's a lot of other characteristics about Zach Lomax that can probably tip him into contention. You would have thought he's clearly his aerial ability is almost second to none in the NRL. Like, under the high ball and attacking those high balls, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And coming out of his own end, you'd imagine he's probably going to make more yardage than Josh Adokar as well. So... I said it at the start of the year, Mido, when there was all this debate about Zach Lomax. I'm saying if he plays well on the wing for the Dragons, he is a chance for Origin, and I stand by that.
At the moment, I'd prefer Lomax on the wing.
Okay.
Mm.
Over Adokar still?
Yeah. At the moment, like you say, it's just getting out of trouble, as you know, such a big factor in Origin. Just the bigger body and you know, his threat. Obviously, with his height, he's great under the high ball as well.
With a kicker like Nathan Cleary as well kicking for him, that's a real positive.
That's a weapon.
Yeah.
Potentially. Just like Sonny Bill, legend praises rugby-bound Manu, also on the back page of the Herald today. So yesterday, the Roosters put out a statement confirming that Joey Manu's off to Japanese rugby at the end of the season. And former All Blacks coach who's quoted in this article, Steve Hansen, he's performance director at the club, he's going to. Ian Foster, another former All Blacks coach, more recent one, is the coach of that Japanese club. And, Joey Manu. It's interesting, though, because I was thinking yesterday, well, he's obviously wants to play for the All Blacks, but he eventually has to be in the Super Rugby system with New Zealand to play for the All Blacks. So,
is that right? Do they have to play Super Rugby, do they?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So it will be interesting to see how Joey Manu attacks this. Does he have like a season or two? I think he signed for two seasons.
Yeah.
in Japanese rugby, but eventually, I'm sure he's in his own mind is penciling the 2027 World Cup here in Australia, and whether he ends up back over there before then, because I know a lot of people think he's just going to go back to the Roosters. I'll be surprised if Joe Manu doesn't go to rugby and at some stage isn't trying to push for the All Blacks.
Oh, absolutely. Like with the Rugby World Cup 3 years away now, is it, Mido? Is that right? 2027?
Yeah.
That gives him probably a pretty good grounding to learn the game and get up to speed for a couple of years, maybe come back for one Super Rugby season back here and then get ready for the World Cup. Mm. He's certainly talented enough to play in a World Cup. And then, who knows, we'll be back at the Roosters.
Can I change tack just very quickly? Ads.
Mm.
Ricky and Desi. So if Desi has been found to be on this planet by the NRL review, does Ricky Stewart owe him an apology for smashing him publicly?
Oh, I'd love to be there when the apology is given.
Through gritted. No, I don't think so, Mossy. I think Ricky was just speaking his mind. And I think the Titans probably got away with a fair bit in that game on Sunday night, to be honest. Probably so did Canberra. But listen, every coach pushes the envelope in terms of tactics and slowing down the ruck. And to me, I saw that press conference on Sunday night and I just thought, you know what? That is just classic Des Hasler. His team just lost their fifth straight game to start the year, albeit it was a very much a much improved performance against Canberra on Sunday night. But they're under the pump big time, Mossy, and this is just classic Desi.
Mm.
Deflection, throw off, let's put the spotlight on something else, and I'll worry about getting my team ready for what is a huge game this week against his old club, Manly. The first time he's come up against Manly since he left in pretty acrimonious circumstances. And what's happened for the first two or three days of the week? Everyone's talking about the referees.
Mm.
That's Des.
Yep.
So true.
Yeah, it was quite personal, though, what Ricky said.
It was. But you know, the reports are that Des told him after his own press conference and before Ricky went in and said, listen, I've had a crack about the refereeing and the penalty count, whatever else. And you can imagine what that would have been to Ricky Stewart. The red mist would have descended and he walked in there and gave it to him with both barrels.
Was that a ploy from Desi? To go and tell him, to fire him up.
Maybe. But I think, like, to be fair, to just
stoke the fire, well, to the be distraction
fair,
fire.
To be fair, Mossy, they've known each other for many, many years. They're former teammates. I think they do retain some sort of pretty good relationship. So I think Des would have done that out of respect.
Yeah.
Just some of your say, naturally, a lot of it's on the Origin selections. Lomax will not be picked for Origin. Still needs more time on the wing for me, says Bob from Bowral. But you can't leave Dylan Edwards out. He's played for Australia on the wing, says Wise out. Joseph Swalee is a better right winger for New South Wales than Addo Carr or Lomax, says Bondi Jack. What's wrong with Crichton? Stephen Crichton has one wing spot, asks Anthony as well. Keaton and Cummy will come back to this. 0419 767 272.